This is Mija Riddell interviewing Billy Ruth Suddeth at the Artist Home and Studio in Bakersville, North Carolina, on July 26th, 2007, for the Smithsonian Institution's Archives of American Art. And this is disc number one. So, we thought we'd start at the beginning. You were born in Suwanee, Tennessee, 1945.
Yes. Correct.
And what was the date?
September 13th.
Okay. And your parents?
We'll start from the get-go, a very interesting story. My whole life has been very interesting. I was the youngest of five children, and when I was 1.5 years old, my natural mother died. And my father had five children and a very old mother who just couldn't take care of these five children. So she urged him to let the three younger ones be adopted. And we were, although my ancestral family was very instrumental in starting the Episcopal Church in Suwanee, Tennessee. It's sort of the Episcopal center of the South. My mother was Catholic, and so we were born into a Catholic family, so to speak. And the priest in the area refused to let a non-Catholic family get these three young children. And he also wanted us to stay together. And you can imagine right after the war, and people just didn't have the means to do that. So he finally relented, and my next oldest brother was adopted by a family in Middle Alabama. My sister was adopted by a family in Tennessee, and I was adopted by a family in Birmingham. And my being the youngest, I don't remember anything about my natural family. Grew up knowing that I was adopted, but didn't know much more than that.
That was unusual for the time, as a child to be aware of that, no?
Yeah, but my parents, especially my father, my adopted father, you know, I think they really wanted me to feel, you know, that I was picked, you know, that I was special. And my father was the oldest boy of six and my mother the youngest of nine. And so I had extremely large aunts and uncles and cousins and people that probably went over backwards to make me feel, you know, welcome into this family, although that was the only family I have any conscious awareness of. And I was sort of the pet of the families because I, as a little girl, could charm the socks off a billy goat. My mother kept my hair in little blonde curls, and she doted on me in, you know, really precious little feminine dresses. And where we started parting ways was when she discovered I didn't like to wear clothes. When I was about four, she found me in the backyard playing in the sprinkler butt naked. And that has sort of, I mean, I wear clothes now because it's the, you know, expected, but minimal. I have never been into clothes. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, she would make them and crochet and knit and do all, and, you know, hey, that's fine. But, you know. And then I guess when I became a teenager, like all teenagers, I became clothes conscious, but as a young child, no. And I had, I think, a very supportive adoptive family. But the older I got, the more I clashed with my adopted mother because I started growing up. And her wish all her life was to be a mother and to be the mother of this girl. And, you know, when I had friends or boyfriends or activities that took me out of the home, then I think that really distressed her. And I think she secretly had a fear that, you know, my original family would come and take me.
Mm-hmm. Did she have other children?
No, I was it.
So you were it.
I was it. And when I was 13, my dad, because I was already, you know, sometimes at odds with my mother, my dad, he would drive me to piano lessons every month, three times a week. And he told me that my next oldest sister